love.
Yeah, no, that's hot. Like, I almost came out of the closet right now.
Welcome to Uber Spicy, the hot food challenge in the car. Woo. Today we have comedian Josh Price with us. Yes. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for being on today. How are you with spicy food?
I'm terrified to do this.
You're terrified. Okay.
I had a couple tums, so I feel a little more secure about it,
fair warning, it is a challenge. You can quit whenever you'd like.
Dude, that's not an option.
Okay, good, good. There's a prize at the end. How you win that, how it goes is nuggets or sauces 1 through 5. You can have all the drink and milkshake you'd like. On the 6th one, you have to go 5 minutes without a drink or milkshake to win the prize.
Easy and work. We'll try to. If you go for it, we will do
we
our
will,
best.
We will sit there with you and go for it. All right. You ready?
Ready.
All right. Go for the first one. The first one is sriracha coming in at 2,200 Scoville unit. Down the patch.
Cheers. So, Josh, tell us about yourself. Where are you from? How did you get here?
No good reason to be here. Just moved here from Montana a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Decided there wasn't much going on in Montana.
Mm-hmm.
And came to Boise, started doing comedy, and I was like, hey, this is pretty fun.
So yeah.
Now I'm
Did
here.
You know people here?
One of my good friends lives here. He's kind of the one who got me to come on over and even start doing comedy.
So okay.
So you started here?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, so just a couple months ago you started?
August, like, 1st.
Wow. Good for you.
And you've already been booked. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's fun.
Wow. That's amazing.
Right, yeah. Let's move on. We got the next one. It is the El Rey Habanero coming in at 75,000 Scoville
units. We went from 2,200.
That's just how they go.
I think this is one I kind of like.
That one's like a tasty one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So had you always been thinking about comedy, or you just moved here and went, boom, maybe I'll try it?
Honestly, again, it was my buddy just kind of like hanging out with him so many times. He was just like, you got to try it.
Wow.
And honestly, people who know me are kind of weirded out that I do it because I'm not a very like attention-looking for guy.
Yeah.
And they're like, you're getting on stage now, like in front of people?
Yeah.
And, felt pretty natural doing it. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
The nerves still haven't gone away.
No.
You know, I'm just like, why do I have to go to the bathroom 5 times in 20 minutes? And it's like, as long as I get up there, it's like, if there's no voice tremble, we're good.
Right.
Just like, get to the end. But once you do it, it's kind of, I think you kind of know pretty quickly whether you'd want to do it again.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, like I did it the first time, I was like, oh, well. When's the next one? I want to do that again.
Did you, so you got some laughs? The
first time? I wouldn't go that far.
Okay. Chuckles?
I'm sure
you
I got enough to go again. But it also is kind of weird starting comedy because you're like, okay, I'm funny. And then you get up there. And when I first started, 3 minutes was a really long time.
Oh, yeah.
Really.
And I was like struggling to get a minute and a half. And I was going, why did I think I could do this? But now it's getting easier to kind of fill that time and not getting... So I was like, what am I going to do with that set tonight? It's funny. It's like sometimes I'll write something out, like, and the part that I thought was funny didn't get anything. And they're like, oh, you guys thought that part was funny. I almost threw that away.
Huh.
And it's just like, so you do need them to tell you a lot of times because, like, you do go up there with some confidence that it's funny. Otherwise, you wouldn't say it.
Right.
But then... They let you know.
Right.
Like, that's like, oh, okay, that was a shower thought that should have stayed in the shower.
The next one we've got is Tearfing's Curse, coming in at 99,000 Scoville units.
So far, so good.
Mm-hmm. The spice is in my mouth now.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm glad I took the tums again.
Right.
Also, burns coming out the next day.
Just FYI. So at this point, having started in August, do you have comedy goals?
I just really would like to be consistently booked. Like just being able to look into like the next couple months and at least having a couple things that I know are going, which does seem to kind of naturally becoming at this point.
Cool.
And then just like, again, because this wasn't a very natural thing for me to get on stage, especially like the whole social media thing.
Oh,
I kind of like,
rough.
That was a huge like bump to get over. It's just like,
you got to
get a headshot taken.
Oh yeah.
Like, and you just feel so, it's just like, what am I doing? Like, why am I getting my headshot taken?
Yeah.
But, then even like that theater show that I was talking about, the comic like emailed me, he's like, can you send me over a clip? And I was like, I have plenty of videos, but it's just like, okay, I guess I got to clip this together and have that ready to send out to people who don't know you. My buddy was like, you're not doing anything over there. You want to come over to Boise?
Come do
like,
nothing here?
Sure, why not? Yeah, exactly. And so not taking my career very seriously at this point, I guess, but I'm coming to every month.
Yeah.
So,
woo! Yeah. Well, you were selling Christmas trees and swimming pools or something, weren't you?
No, I did tech support for them. Yeah. Tech support for
Christmas like trees,
high-end artificial trees.
How is this a real country?
Right.
$1,000 artificial trees.
Next one.
All right.
Is gonna hurt.
Yep.
It's got the color. To
this
hurt.
Is the bomb.
Only coated. Ian on
did
one
not
side.
Have this one in his episode.
No, he did not.
We took it out and then we brought it back.
Yeah, Jake had it.
Jake had it. Yeah. I admit it's rough. The bomb. It's at 135,600 Scoville units.
Ian couldn't handle it.
Oh, boy.
That one hits up front.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's terrible. What is the best advice you've received about comedy?
Speak up.
Oh.
Into the mic. Mm-hmm. Okay. Was not very familiar with how to operate one originally, but speaking up and then I think watching your own sets.
Oh, right.
Because, like, you watch them to like get your material down or see how they hit, but like for me it was really important. It was like, oh, I'm doing this weird thing where I'm rocking back and forth on stage, and I would like to not do that.
Right.
So like I wouldn't have known I was doing that unless I watched it and was like, oh, that looks awful. Yeah, we're going milkshake for
this. This one's awful.
This one's rough.
Oh, yeah, I hate the bomb.
Mm. Yeah, we took it out, but then it wasn't
spicy.
Yeah, we weren't getting
that. No, that's hot. Like, I almost came out of the closet right now.
There's napkins.
Mm-hmm.
For everything that'll start running.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay. The bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Tasty. Don't think I would just casually have that with my food ever.
No. That one has like a extract in it. It gives it that burn.
No, it does taste like poison.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. These are vegan, right?
Oh, shit. Oops.
Mm-mm.
Ruh-roh. Goes down on uber spicy.
Mm-hmm.
You're joking about the vegan part.
Yeah.
Right?
No.
It's like, ah, shit.
It's like, how bad is your palate to get through this first?
Fucked up if you're vegan. Just ate some chicken.
We don't know how much. Wow.
Ah.
I think you're handling it very well.
It's all up front.
It is, yeah. That one hit you right.
Oh.
In the mouth. Oh, looks like I've wet myself now. Mm. All right. Not too shabby.
Yeah.
Not
how you feeling?
This is fucking hot.
This is Melinda's. Ghost pepper condiment and wing sauce at 400,000 Scoville units.
Oh, feels really hot right now, though. Oh. Who and what inspires your comedy?
You know, like, when I first started, again, I did just start.
Mm-hmm.
But when I came into it, I was doing almost exclusively one-liners.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So, like, a lot of people were telling me, like, Stephen Wright, or, like, I grew up loving Mitch Hedberg.
I don't understand why the TSA thinks it's less weird to touch my penis with the back of their hand.
Oh, yeah.
But I also didn't go into it thinking, like, that's comedy. That's it. Just kind of, my writing style is very conducive to just little one-line jokes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And since going up on stage, kind of getting more comfortable with just kind of being able to fill that time and kind of play with my words. Because before, if I fell off what I wrote, it's like, I got nothing.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, what am I doing here?
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm getting a little better at that.
Oh, that's good.
Going forward.
So, favorite comedians that are alive?
Favorite comedians that are... Yeah, it was funny. The first one that came to my head, I was like, oh, no, he's been dead for 10 years. Oh. Patrice O'Neill.
Yeah.
I really like Mark Norman, Chris DeStefano.
Oh, yeah.
And there's so many good people.
I know,
like
it's
Andrew
crazy.
Schultz. It's just like, yeah. Coming out with just like such good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, from beginning to end, it's like, okay. That is fun to see. Like, there are people just hitting on all cylinders.
All right, get the milkshake now if you want it. This is the 5 minutes of fire challenge.
Let's give ourselves a little coding here.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do that too. This is Hellfire Doomed coming in at 6.6 million Scoville units.
Woohoo!
Everybody ready?
Ready.
Get the tears ready.
It's time for 5 minutes of fire.
Set the timer.
Oh, yeah. Timer. Fuck, I didn't
agree. Oh, I know. Oh, God.
There we go.
Okay.
I'm not going to get it down. Oh, I can't have that.
No.
That was my first thought, too.
All right, I was going to ask, how does the Boise comedy scene compare to where you are from?
Well, in Montana...
Is there a scene?
No.
Okay.
And there were places to do... comedy, but any open mic was mixed, so it's like you want to do it between Johnny Cash covers.
Oh, jeez!
Very conducive to comedy.
Yeah.
And it with Montana too, people are very outdoorsy. Not a lot of nightlife.
Right.
Like, so people go to sleep early.
Yeah.
Get up early.
We're at Montana.
Helena.
Oh, okay.
I've never been to Montana.
Neither have I.
It's beautiful, right?
It is beautiful.
Yeah.
It's just there's not a lot going on.
Right.
Like, it's as big as California. No, but I was there a few years. And, but it's as big as California, but only has 1 million people.
Oh,
so they're just
spread out.
Yeah.
Oh.
Are you from California?
Yeah.
San Jose?
San Jose.
Oh, okay.
Vallejo.
I grew up in Vallejo.
Okay, so Monterey specifically.
Okay, gotcha.
Woo! You're doing great.
Yeah.
You really are. Yeah.
And you're actually doing the best.
Yep.
On this one. So
like, shit, I just said my hometown. This is fucking me up.
Oh.
Door a little bit.
Oh, I'm dying. I really am.
Yeah, it's rough.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, I just realized that timer's going down, too. It's like we got a minute and a half.
Oh.
Oh, that one's rough.
All right, tell us more about yourself, Josh.
So right now I'm in a lot of pain. This is a great thing to do while you're a little hungover.
Oh, yeah.
Any shows coming up for you?
I'm going to a theater. It sucks that I don't even know the town right now. All the way up north in Idaho.
That's next week.
Next week. And then we shall see going forward.
Oh, it's better than green.
But you can see me at every open mic. I'm usually not crying, but one out of four might shed some tears.
You're right. Oh, my gosh.
That one's so bad.
Man, I was ready for this to be kind of a cakewalk, and this last one is.
Oh, it's not a cakewalk.
No.
These are tears.
Yeah, you got me to cry.
Right.
That's good. You want me to talk about my...
A little over halfway.
Yeah, tell us about your childhood.
traumatic. Absolutely. Oh. No. I was very, very boring and stable.
Did you do a lot of outdoor stuff in Montana?
Yeah, no, I got really into fishing, you know, kind of have to. Got yelled at a lot by just coming to Montana.
Really?
Very not welcome there. But,
really? Wow.
Yeah.
From California, that part?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And luckily when I moved here, I was in Montana long enough I can kind of go,
right.
I just moved from Montana.
Yep, that's what you got.
Not a lie.
Oh, boy.
All right, time's going down.
Yeah, we're getting there. I think we're going to make it. We're going to survive.
Is this the first with these? It is?
It is, yeah. This is the first.
He's setting records, folks.
Yeah.
This timer is driving me crazy.
I know.
This reminds me, I ran a half marathon one time.
What?
Which, I'm not a runner.
Right.
And I got, like, forced to do it. And in the middle of running it, at the beginning, I was trying to figure out how far we'd gone. And I kind of worked it out. I was like, I think like 2.5, 3 miles.
Oh, no.
And then we turned a corner and I saw a big mile one.
Oh,
marker.
No.
And it was like, I want to die just right
oh,
now.
Oh, yeah. You must have the Mickey Mantle gene like Bert Kreischer.
No, I will be bedridden tomorrow.
1 minute to go.
Thank God.
Dude, we got this.
Yeah, we got it.
That was fun. Yeah.
What were you expecting? Just to,
I don't know. I guess I do eat, like, yeah, I eat spicy stuff, but it's usually not graded on a chart.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Oh, my tongue.
It's on fire,
oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Ah, but we're going to make it.
I can't believe it.
We got 30 seconds to go.
Oh, so much snot and tears.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Feel free to let her rip. We got tons of
napkins.
Yeah.
All kinds of
I don't know why it makes me shake.
I mean, again, I volunteered for this.
Yeah.
I know.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Josh, you ascended the mountain of sausage. The bomb nearly got you, but you maintained health strong and persevered through the pain, even with doom. Look into those cameras. Is there anything that you'd like to say? Also, you did the 5-minute challenge without any milkshake.
I don't know why I felt compelled to do that challenge. But thank you guys for having me on. This is really fun.
It's crazy.
You're welcome.
Also a little painful.
Yeah. We've cried together now.
Yeah.
We're bonded. We have cried together. We've snotted together.
Yeah. But you still haven't touched it. You're welcome to.
Okay.
Yeah.
We still have more time.
5 minutes, yeah.
Woo. Great job.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Oh, my gosh.
Josh, thank you so much for being on
thank
the show
you.
Tonight. Uber Spicy, we'll see you next time.
Awesome. I'll remember you guys tomorrow, I'll tell you.
Oh, yes. You will probably 2 or 3 times. You'll curse us.
Yeah.
And it does burn coming out.